Bay Shark fans, welcome to another special podcast on SealTownUSA.com. In this episode, we sat down with San Jose Sharks Vice President of Marketing and Digital, Doug Bentz, to discuss what fans can look forward to on Fan Appreciation Night and what's in store for the upcoming 2018 playoffs. We've seen what the Sharks have done for previous Fan Appreciation Nights, whether it's the t-shirt cannons or the digital wristbands similar to the playoffs and whatnot. What fun things do you have coming around this time, aside from the incredible Burns and Thornton barbershop bobbleheads?
Yeah, so the night definitely starts when everyone comes. They get the Burns and Thornton bobblehead. Like the Logan Couture bobblehead, we've actually added an augmented reality experience to this as well, so we can see some behind-the-scenes footage of Jumbo and Burns on set, which is worth its weight in gold.
I'm assuming, you know, Razor is not involved anywhere in this.
No. So yeah, so using the app, you can extend that experience by scanning the beard on the box, which is fun. Joe gives an introduction to that footage. In terms of things that are new, we're actually, for the playoffs, are going to rent a wireless camera system. You know, we in the past have just used all of our in-arena cameras for long shots, but we're actually having a roaming camera now for playoffs, but we got it early for Fan Appreciation. So pregame, we're going to have John Root in the stands interviewing fans throughout pregame using this wireless camera, which I think is going to be a whole new dimension to the experience. We can get much more up close, personal, kind of see what fans are talking about, see how fans are excited about the playoffs, and really just a way to get up close and personal and think. Fans for everything that they do for us.
Would you guys be using that also exterior to the building as fans are coming in as well?
Yeah, we probably won't go outside because there's some limitations to the system, but we'll probably go concourse. I think, you know, one of a focus for us, especially going into the playoffs, is we want to make sure people get into the bowl early to create that home ice environment. So I think as much as we can do things in the bowl and give people a reason to be in their seats, maybe 10, 15, 30 minutes earlier than they usually would be. I think that's kind of a goal, and this kind of plays into that. So we'll have that not only for Fan Appreciation, that will kind of be the kickoff, the testing what we're doing, what kind of things John's doing in the bowl, and then we'll have that throughout the playoffs as well, which is a new added element. We'll have a fan-themed open video. So we're doing an open video just for Fan Appreciation Night, obviously to show our appreciation. This year, I think we're between in arena on our digital platforms. We're going to have about 350 prizes this year to give away, which I think is a little bit of an increase from the past years.
Now, are you talking Twitter, Facebook, Snap? Is there any other platforms?
So the giveaways on social mostly happen on Twitter. In terms of Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, we're actually going to be using fans' content all day to really tell the story. So it's going to be less about the Sharks and more about the fans' experience. All that's really going to be aggregated around the hashtag #SharksForLife. And the prizing, we're not doing necessarily a traditional prizing. We're actually going to do more of a surprise and delight. So people that are sharing great content, we're gonna award you for being a great fan. So, a little less structured, but I think a little more meaningful because we're actually gonna be going through everyone's content to see who really is showing off that Sharks for Life mentality. I think again, something we're gonna look more to in the playoffs is really trying to share that fan perspective of the game. I think even to the extent of maybe as we go along the playoffs. Using fans' footage of them celebrating or them at the game and then kind of getting into playoff mode and using that actually as a whole campaign and a platform. But more to come as we actually get in the playoffs. But again, it's really more of a focus on the fan and their experience and bringing that to the forefront.
That's awesome.
We'll, of course, continue with the jerseys off the players' backs post-game. As part of that, we'll announce the fan favorite award, which the fans voted on. So one person who voted will actually get to meet the fan favorite award winner. That's turned out to be a really, you know, fan centric promotion for us. And then the players will do the t-shirt toss for all fans who are still there after the shirts off their back. So t-shirts actually throughout the game, but the players specifically doing that after the game. So we have, you know, we've mixed in a few new things. We've mixed in, you know, a few of our favorite things that have been here for many years. So I think in arena, it's going to be very exciting. We had to have one special thing with Fanatics. So we're trying to test a lot of things with Fanatics. And they are going to give 20% off all items in the store for fan appreciation. And then we're actually rolling out with them their fan cash rewards program. So every purchase, you're going to get 3% back in fan cash from Fanatics.
Does that include the kiosks on the concourse?
Yes.
So it's pretty much on Fan Appreciation Day, all the Sharks merch will be 20% off?
20% off. Wow. And then if you actually sign
jerseys
up...
Jerseys too?
Everything.
Wow.
So if you sign up for their rewards program, they're going to give you another 20% off. So you could be getting 40% off merchandise at Fan Appreciation Day. So
wow.
we worked with Fanatics to bring that to the table and obviously help them introduce the fan cash, which I think is going to be a benefit all year round. And then obviously the fan appreciation angle.
Oh, man. Jeez. I'd ask what else, but it seems like that's an awful lot. Well, there's been a rumor, and I know for the April 3rd and April 5th games, there are mystery pucks available. Is there a mystery puck? Only because, and the reason why I ask is because there have been people asking, is there one for Fan Appreciation Day? Like one that's specific, or will it just be if there's any left over from the Planet Earth ones?
So I think it's if there's any left over from the Earth Day ones.
Okay. A couple people were asking. So everybody gets their information a little convoluted. Jeez, I don't know what else to ask. I mean, that is an awful lot you've got going on here.
Yeah, we've really tried to raise the bar this year. I mean, I think, you know, in general, we want to be definitely more fan first. And, you know, obviously it starts in fan appreciation. But I think you're going to see many more things spread throughout the organization that really have that mentality. You know, one thing that hasn't launched actually, you know, is going to launch in the next few days. So we've teamed up with SAP. They usually do an activation around the bobblehead, but we kind of took it a different direction this year, and we're actually starting a contest where fans are going to submit their ideas for bobbleheads, and then fans will be able to vote on those ideas, and then ideally, if everything works out, we're going to have at least one bobblehead that's really going to be fan, quote-unquote, fan-designed. So you'll see that later in this week leading up to the game. Again, just a way to get fans involved. I mean, we could see some of our best ideas from the fans, and so we just want to take advantage of that. So you'll see that soon.
Now, and is there, for Fan Appreciation Night, is there anything else that you're not telling me that you're just going to wait until Saturday evening?
I think you've gone the good summary for today.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about what you were testing for Fan Appreciation Night. What can fans look forward to heading into the playoffs with in-game presentation and what you guys plan on doing for that?
Yeah, so I think, you know, we've probably seen the theme now the last couple of days as we've clinched. Playoff mode on is the theme. And I think, you know, if you've been a Shark fan for any time, you start to get the feeling of playoffs being a completely different experience. I mean, even around the office, the atmosphere is a little bit different. You hear fans, you know, the way they talk is a little bit different. That build up to the playoffs really is encapsulated in the campaign of playoff mode on. So we're excited about that because I think it really brings out the emotion of the fans. So some things we're doing different are going to start actually outside of the arena. We're working with the Vanguard Group, which is the drum corps that you may have seen during our open on opening night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a group of them, take them downtown, rally the fans in downtown, and actually start a march, which we're going to call the Playoff Mode March to the arena.
I'm assuming from San Pedro?
It's going to be, yeah. So we're going to make a couple laps around downtown to make sure everyone's aware of this, and then try to pull as many people as possible down the street to really show off the Sharks' pride and show that Playoff Mode is on. So we'll lead them to the arena. We're going to have a street rally for every single game. We'll do a little bit of actually... a ceremony, which I'll kind of leave that to the playoffs outside, and then you know the group of fans will be led inside for the game. Again, trying to get people here early, trying to get them in their seats early, create that environment that the players just love when they come out of that Shark Head full arena, loud. That really makes a difference to them. In terms of the show, you know, I think we're taking what's really become an industry standard, especially for hockey in the opening show, and taking it a little bit to to the next level. So we'll see the things that we've seen the last few years in terms of the on ice projection. Yes. We'll see things with new lighting rigs to create a little bit more of the environment there. We'll have a much longer video show. Those things are all kind of the standard that we've had over the last few years. I think the wireless camera will be a different effect. We actually have done some retooling of the software for the scoreboard, so the scoreboard will actually become a little bit more of the show. Again, you're going to have to wait to see actually how that works out. But I think the expectation is that show that's kind of, from my perspective, the fans have kind of loved and been amazed by, you're going to probably get that and more. We will have the LED wristbands, which will be synchronized to the show.
Always a big hit.
We will have rally towels for every game. And then for the first game of the first round, we'll actually have a commemorative ticket for everyone that'll be on their seat when they come in along with the rally towel.
Oh, I like that. Will you guys be planning on doing watch parties for away games, whether
yes.
it's at the tank or at a near venue or something?
Yes. So as part of the street rallies, we've actually rented a truck that has a 33-foot video screen on it that we're going to use throughout the playoffs. So not only at street rallies will we be playing early the games prior to our game, but we'll be doing a video show outside as part of this ceremony that I talked about. And then we'll use that actually for some outdoor street rallies. So I think at minimum we'll have one large scale that probably won't take place inside the arena. I think we're going to try to take it outside the arena. And then we'll have a series of viewing parties at bars throughout. And those will be announced probably later this week.
Was there something done at Cesar Chavez 2 seasons ago at the park in front of the Fairmont? With a massive screen.
Yeah, so I think like that the city for the Stanley Cup final, the city actually put that on and made that kind of a central point pregame and postgame in Cesar Chavez. So
so you guys are like, hold my beer, watch this. Oh man. All right. Well, I don't know what else we can get into. This is an awful lot to digest. It seems like the fans are gonna have their heads spinning by the time they get. At this point, I don't understand why fans would not be like in the doors as soon as they crash. Are you guys thinking, even considering opening the doors even a little early for playoffs?
So I think we've discussed that. I think if we meet our goal of getting as many people here as possible for the street rally and early and into the seats, I think that's something that may be feasible. I think it's still in the discussion phases, But our goal is to get here people early and in the seats. So I think if that helps do that, then we'd consider it.
Awesome. Well, we're going to dive into this. And boy, I'm going to be all over social media about this later today. So thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, and I'd say there are probably a few more things that maybe we either left out or are still kind of in the phases of being confirmed. So I would encourage people to keep track of us via Sharks Twitter, especially. That's where we release most of our news.
Little dribbles.
We'll give people hints. Everything they want. If they're not already on the app, we're actually going to get more active on using the push notifications, really to help people understand what's going on at all times. I think we're also with the app going to try to start doing more surprise and delight activities with the app. So just in that case, I would encourage fans to turn their location services to always, because that will allow us to actually reach out and reward people. We've been doing some behind the scenes tests with actually rewarding people with food discounts for coming early to games, again, along the lines of wanting to make sure we're creating that environment early. And so folks that have that on are getting, those discounts now. And I think as we get farther down into the playoffs, we'll probably actually start promoting that more and making that part of the game day experience. Right now we're testing the technology, but, I know people may have a hesitation to always have that location services turned to always, but I think there's a lot of benefits that can come of it.
Bring a phone charger.
Sharks fans.
Yeah, bring the add-on battery.
Yeah.
So, location services, that doesn't, I'm just trying to wonder, like, if the idea of, say, you're walking around the concourse, you just happen to be walking by Ike's,
Yep.
And your little and your phone would go off and say, oh, by the way, you can get like 10% off right now if you order at Ike's. Or something like, I don't know if they can pinpoint you that hard with location services, but it'd be an interesting idea.
Yeah, so I think what the example you just gave is a great one. I think even more simplistically, when you get in the building, you know, you're here. And so if you're here at a certain amount of time or you're here for a certain game, I mean, we can reward people in a lot of different ways. But I think, you know, ideally we may get to a point where, you know, if you're in a certain section, we can maybe reward your section. I think there's a lot of ways that we can do this, which again, ultimately we want to give back and, you know, really reward the fan for being great supporters of the team.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for the information, and I look forward to Fan Appreciation Night. This is going to be outstanding.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate the time, and thank you for being a fan.
Thanks for tuning in to another cast from Teal Town USA. Remember to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Teal Town USA. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and find us on the web at tealtownusa.com.